Hey everyone, thanks so much for listening. This is Tasha from TMI, Trending Topics for the Modern Woman. Happy Sunday night, or whenever you happen to be listening to this. Who knows, it could be days from now, but just wanted to say hey and thanks for listening up. This one is called The Art of Doing and What It Does for You. It's been on my mind for a while as, you know, the days are going by and I'm spending time with different people, friends, etc., and realizing that so many of my friends and people I know are really active in doing things that are making them happy, fueling their passion, just adding joy to their life. And it could be the most simple thing, but it really like astonishes me in a way because, you know, it could be the smallest thing, like I mentioned, but seeing them just so happy, whether they're, you know, telling me about it or, you know, if I hear what they've been involved in lately. And, you know, it just resonates in a really good way. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. Some of it is creative, of course. You know, I have friends who might be, you know, redoing a bedroom or a home project or taking up a class, or they have their own, you know, business on Etsy or, you know, whatever it is. But I guess the big thing is what I realized from all of it is there's so much creativity that goes into that. And, you know, we all have ways that we can express our creative form, right? Whether it's you're musically inclined or you're a painter or an artist or a designer, or say you like fashion, or I mean, I could go on and on, but it's so important. And I think that, you know, what I've realized and also when researching this whole thing is that it really like allows you to tune into yourself. And I think that's really important. You know, we all have our jobs. We have families. We have maybe a partner. We have kids, you know, just lots of different things, different responsibilities. And if we can, you know, let go a little and just enjoy something that brings us passion and joy, I think there's a lot more to it than just that. Also, before I continue on into some things that I researched that I'd like to share, I just want to say that if anything, you know, this podcast and what I'm speaking about isn't just related to artistic form. I think it's anything that you do. It's like empowering. And I learned for me many, many years ago after I'd gone through, you know, a really hard time with my second divorce, that the thing that made me stronger was to start doing, you know, and that can seem pretty logical. Well, yeah, if you're just going to sit on your couch and not do much and, you know, feel sorry for yourself or the situation, then yeah, you're not going to get very far, right? But also what it made me realize was, you know, maybe being a little bit out of my comfort zone and getting out and doing different things, it really made me stronger. So it wasn't about, you know, apologies, you know, from my ex, or, you know, just feeling like resolution and knowing that and having it all be mental. What I realized was by me doing things, it actually made me stronger, and I drew my strength from that, I guess I could say. A lot of people, I think, look for that from someone else, like validation, or, you know, I want closure, you know, I want him to apologize or her to apologize, or, you know, whatever the situation is. And this isn't just in a relationship. It could be anything that happened to you that caused you distress or what have you. But, you know, I guess I'm kind of combining and correlating that doing things for yourself, and even if it's for others, is also just as important as doing things in a creative form, because it really does build you up. It gives you confidence. It lets you like know that you could do things that maybe you never know you could. And it touches a different part of yourself maybe, or another part of yourself that you didn't really know existed. So with that, anyway, I just wanted to kind of touch on that. But let's roll into some other things here as I did a little research and tried to kind of like, you know, just gather info about this. So this wasn't just something that I thought, because I really feel like it goes hand in hand. Mental health, creativity, doing things, asserting yourself, all of that. It really is really important. So here I'm going to just roll into a couple of things here, a couple of things that I noticed. This is from Memorial Care, and it does say, and this goes back to like, say you're taking on a new project or doing something. Well, how can that be beneficial? You know, not only might you have a new home office, but, so here we go. One of the most immediate effects of undertaking a creative project is mood improvement. Almost instantly, artistic expression helps you feel good. Even if you are not a world-renowned artist, releasing your creative side can be a fulfilling and uplifting way to transform your day-to-day routine. A healthy dose of self-expression can also allow you to identify positively with yourself and your surroundings. And that's something that, you know, I was just talking about. It's so true. I think it all kind of comes back to you and helps you identify with you, because you're the one doing it. You're the one creating it. It's coming from you. You know, so that's huge. Artistic activities can also improve your mood on a long-term basis. By practicing a new dance move or putting pen to paper daily, you can develop your creative skills over time and boost your self-esteem. And finally, when you finish your project, you are left with the self of accomplishment, you know, etc. So there you go. You have that to know. Now it's written, and it is true. Have you ever been so immersed in a project that you lost track of time? By allowing yourself to completely sink into creative venture, you are doing your mental health a favor. Artistic expression can help to give you a sense of control and purpose by allowing you to focus on the task placed in front of you. Projects like these can also help you forget your qualms and feel more at ease. Instead of worrying about your in-laws coming into town next month, your only concern is what kind of paint you can decide to use. So creative adventures do help to fight anxiety, because they activate the parts of your brain that process emotions. Music and art, for example, help to calm brain activity and allow the individual to feel a sense of emotional harmony. So very important there. I think you already can tell that, you know, you do get a lot from being creative, that it does sharpen your mind as well. Creative ventures have all kinds of positive impacts on your cognitive function, because they encourage out of the box and unconventional thinking that helps to stimulate both the left and right side of your brain. Aha. Painting and drawing, for example, can stimulate your hand-eye coordination, which triggers the right side of the brain and helps improve your motor skills. In the same way, dancing and playing a musical instrument can help improve your memory and enhance cognitive function on the left side. By expanding your repertoire of creative activities, you can help heighten the connectivity between both sides of your brain. So that's really important there. And just adds a little more, you know, info to it all and how it all works. With that being said, just a couple things here. You know, people ask, how does creativity affect mental health? What is creative expression important? Or why is creative expression important for mental health? This is why. Engaging in artistic activities such as drawing, dancing, and playing music can enhance moods, reduce anxiety and stress, and alleviate burdens associated with chronic disease. Studies have shown that creative engagement can also support mental health by reducing feelings of depression and isolation. So that's huge there. Different things you can do to, you know, foster that creativity. Could be anything such as working a puzzle, decorate for the holidays, dress up a gift, add fun bows and ribbons, flowers to it, stickers, etc. Redo your new home office. Get creative. Maybe you're going to change the paint color. Maybe you're going to add a neat background, you know, for all the times we're on camera and those Zoom meetings. Anything that brings you joy. Maybe you need to adjust the lighting. But just know that all of these things, first of all, it's going to benefit you in the long run, right? Because you're going to have a really cool office space. You're going to feel good going into it. Maybe you're going to, like I said, you know, paint it a certain color that, you know, brings you an uplift in mood, if you will. The lighting's better. Just something where, you know, a place where you feel good to be. So all of that is done by your creativity, right? Line boring kitchen drawers to perk them up. Get out the label maker. Say you're like, oh, I don't like to paint. I don't like to draw. I don't like to decorate. I don't like to, you know, dance, music. There's got to be something. Maybe you're just very, you know, organized. So maybe get out that label maker and, you know, start labeling bins or drawers or, gosh, anything, certain, you know, things that you use, file folders, you name it. Take up a new class. Maybe it's in ceramics, music lessons. Maybe it's even a fitness class. There's so many things you can do. I mean, it really is endless to be creative. Now, let me add a couple things here that I wanted to chat about for a moment. Let's see here. Well, first of all, just know that going back to the whole thing about, you know, the creative outlet, it does a lot. We talked about like lessening depression and things like that. I know art therapy has been big for a few decades, and definitely there's been proof that creative art therapies, including music and visual art interventions, are proven to be effective for teens or really anyone. They go beyond words. Furthermore, they go beyond the rational mind, tapping into our most authentic self. And that's from Jameson Monroe, founder and CEO of Newport Academy. Again, I think it's all about tapping into yourself and, you know, fostering something that or just like an outlet, I guess. It's like an outlet, you know. You could look at it like, oh, maybe you're in a bad mood and you just want to get in your car and drive off and maybe, you know, drive into the country and just, you know, look at something different, focus on something different, maybe have the windows down and the wind's blowing and music's on and you're in a totally different mindset. Well, that's the same that, you know, art and creativity can do for you. Now over here, let me go over this way. We've been bouncing around a little, but researching some of this, I just want to add this, and you might want to get a pen and paper. You could definitely jot some things down, but I thought this was interesting. I looked up like, why is creativity important and what does it really contribute? And here we go. It's a long list, but definitely I think, you know, worthy to hear and, you know, put to work for yourself. Creativity engages the mind. Creativity frees the mind in a way that enables a person to absorb knowledge more easily. It makes processing learning more efficient. It enables alternative ways of thinking. It unblocks old patterns or habits of thinking. It allows for non-linear thinking. Creativity enables empathy. It connects us to ourselves. Bam. It opens our hearts and doors to our mind. It brings us to hidden parts of ourselves. It allows recognition of uniqueness and identity. It can help draw out what is already there within. Hidden talents and inner capacities can emerge. It connects us with our passions. Creative participation nurtures a sense of togetherness. It brings people together and can nurture skills in teamwork and cooperation. You know, it reminds me of when Lindsay, Tatiana, and Sydney, and I'm trying to think who else was there, but we decided to do like a floral arrangement, like little get together. And it was so fun. And just all working together and talking and, you know, exchanging different flowers, and we had different vases and, you know, heightening on someone's ideas or what have you. It really was like a group effort. And I don't know, it was just that camaraderie and learning from each other and uplifting each other. It's huge. So definitely, I feel like creative participation does nurture a sense of togetherness, which I think is important. It brings people together and can nurture skills in teamwork and cooperation. Creativity challenges. It can connect reflection with action. It builds intercultural connections. It connects us to different cultures and subcultures. Creativity nurtures confidence. It builds confidence. When they are confident, young people are less easily influenced by others and older people. Creativity instills curiosity and encourages questions. Creative expression gives a voice. It can help capture ideas, thoughts, and visions about the world. Creativity is participatory and interactive. And then it stimulates and motivates. It brings us beyond words. It allows exploration and communication beyond the limitation of words. Creativity is fun and joyful and surprising. It keeps the mind active. I could go on and on because this list is quite long. Basically, though, it does open the mind and it allows us to view and solve problems more openly and with innovation. So, I want to add this too real quick because this is important. A society that has lost touch with its creative side is an imprisoned society, in that generations of people may be closed-minded. It broadens our perspectives and can help us overcome prejudice. It inspires collective thinking and it nurtures so many ideas. It also supports resilience. So just remember that. I think it's important. Keep like being creative. Keep trying new things. Keep challenging yourself. It definitely brings joy. And so I just wanted to, you know, talk about that. I feel like the art of doing is so much more than just art and doing, as you can see, you know, from what I just said. I want to run into a few quotes, you know, as I always do, and I just thought these were nice. Again, fitting. Jot them down if you want, but here you go. Art offers sanctuary to everyone willing to open their hearts as well as their eyes, and that's by Nikki Giovanni. The earth without art is just and it's spelled E-H. Creativity, not normality, has become the paradigm of mental health. And that is from Stephen Mitchell. And I love this one. Learn the rules like a pro so you can break them like an artist. And that is by the famous Pablo Picasso. Beautiful. And then this one too. Love this one. Don't think about making art. Just get it done. Let everyone else decide if it's good or bad, whether they love it or hate it. While they are deciding, make even more art. And that is by Andy Warhol. So thanks so much for listening. Just wanted to, you know, touch on that and remind everyone, keep being creative. It fosters so many things. Keep doing. I just think it's awesome. And, every person on this earth can see, your great works of art, your doings, things that inspire you. And, when I say every person, but whether that be your neighbor, your friend, what have you, if it makes you feel good and it's such an, you know, artistic expression, then keep doing it. Definitely, we need a lot of that in this world and in our lives. So thanks so much for listening. Do something for yourself today. Do something for someone else and stay well and enjoy the holidays. And stay tuned because I'll have another podcast within the month. Take care.